what's great about being me is being right, like all the fucking time. It just comes naturally to me. What sucks about me being me is having too much to do and not getting around to doing shit. So the previous edition of Anarchy Moment, which is still on the recorder, I haven't even got this up yet as I'm recording this one, but I'm going to record this one and then get my shit together and get these posted. In the previous edition, I talked about the whole Duck Dynasty fiasco and uproar, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And in conversations with other people, you know, I pointed out, I said, look, A&E is not going to fire this guy, okay? They're not going to fucking fire him because he's bringing in too much money. Well, I did not have time to officially make that prediction, and this is why on the website, CYNLIBSOC.com, Cynical Libertarian Society, this is why I put up the predictions page. So that when I make predictions in a podcast, I put the prediction on the page, I link to the podcast. That way, when it comes true, I can legitimately claim, hey, look, stupid motherfuckers, I told you so. See, in this case, I can't do that because I did not get the prediction that Phil Duck Dynasty was not going to get fired. I didn't get that out there to the universe in a podcast until after we already knew it's going to happen. So I can't really make a legitimate claim to have predicted it because I have no fucking evidence, even though I did. So here's a shock. Apparently, if what's on the internet is true, and it's on the internet, we know it must be true, A&E is not firing Phil Robertson, whatever the fuck his name is, Duck Dude. They're not going to fire him. Let me explain this to you briefly the way I explained it to other people. A&E is a corporation. A&E is over here, right? That they're a company. And they've got Duck Dude. Duck Dude is over here. He works for the company. Now, when Duck Dude works for the company, what the fuck is the purpose of him working for the company? The purpose of him working for the company is to make money. How does he make money? He makes money by having a show that can sell advertising time for a lot of money and having a show that can sell merchandise licensing rights for a lot of money. And it doesn't matter if he says shit about homosexuals. What matters is he making money for A&E? And as long as he's making money for A&E, A&E is not going to fucking fire him. This little fucking, he said something about gay people, that is the best thing that could have happened to A&E. Because now, even people like me, who had no fucking clue, I didn't even know A&E existed. I mean, seriously, I never even heard of fucking A&E Network or whatever it is until now. I still don't even know what the fuck A&E stands for. I've never knew this existed. I never knew Duck Dynasty existed. I never knew about, now every fucking buddy, nobody out there knows about the 12 people murdered by Hussein Obama's flying robot because they were in their cars driving to a wedding in Yemen. No, fuck them because they're brown people and they can all die because the Messiah, he's the savior, he's Hussein Obama, and he needs to kill people so he can remain president because he walks on fucking water. Nobody knows about that. But every motherfucking piece of white trash and even non-white trash in the United States of America now knows about Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty is going to make more fucking money than it's ever made. And the idea that A&E is going to fire this guy when they're going to make more money than they've ever made before off of him, to believe that, you have to be a stupid motherfucker. You maybe might have to believe that Obama's the Messiah, or that the government can fix problems instead of causing problems. Maybe you believe that we should kill people in foreign countries with flying robots because otherwise the terrorists are going to get us. Maybe you believe that TSA keeps you safe by touching 8-year-old boys' penises in the airport. I don't know how stupid you are, but you're really fucking stupid if you really thought A&E was going to fucking show this guy the door. They're going to make a fucking fortune, and that's the purpose of A&E. That's what they exist for, is to make money. Now there's this article here on this internet thingy, this interwebs. And this is at HollywoodReporter.com. I'll read this to you and comment on some of this. Because I find all of this to be just so fucking amusing. And so revealing about how stupid you people are out there. And I was just listening to a Stefan Molyneux video where he was talking about Miley Cyrus. Not the one he did about her slut walk, not the extended one, but just an intro he did where he talked about her slut walk and how it's just disgusting and, you know, reveals her inadequacies and the abuse that she's had and her mental trauma and all this other stuff. And you people idolize that, and this duck guy comes out and he says shit about homosexuals. And half the people I know are either idolizing him because he said, you know, homosexuals aren't going to go to heaven, and the other half of you are hating him because he said homosexuals aren't going to go to heaven. What I find really fascinating is when atheists get upset about the duck guy saying homosexuals aren't going to go to heaven. It's like, dude, you're a fucking atheist. What do you care about what some duck guy said about who's going to go to fucking heaven? There is no fucking heaven. I mean, are you really this fucking stupid? And do you really have nothing in your life to think about other than what some guy who has a TV show about ducks said about homosexuals? Anyway, let me read this because I want to finish this. I want to get this shit going. I want to go get some food. I got shit to do. All right. Anyway, here we go. And I'm going to be working, hopefully, God help me tomorrow. There's no God, so God can't help me. But Obama could help me. Maybe he could pass a law. I'm talking to this girl who's this friend of mine. And God, I might have to talk about her in the future because she's a fucking just hot mess of a fucking slut. She told me, I don't know if this is true or not, because what the fuck does she know? But she told me that Obama signed a bill that says all electronic devices have to use the same charger. I mean, what kind of shit? And then I said to her, okay, well, how does that help me? How is that going to change the charger on the device I have right here in my hand? And she actually said, she's a good statist. She actually said to me, well, stop asking me questions that I can't answer because I don't know. And it's like, good, shut your fucking mouth. All right, anyway. Here we go. Phil Robertson, the patriarch of A&E's Duck Dynasty clan, was suspended from his hit reality series on December 18th following blah, blah, blah. Won't be put on hiatus after all. The network and the Robertson family announced Friday that Phil will still be part of the series. And since he didn't miss any filming, his temporary suspension will have no effect on the upcoming fifth season. Fifth season. Five seasons. About people hunting ducks. Wow. The American people. You guys are so fucking intellectual. There were five seasons of Babylon 5. But that was an epic science fiction story following the rise and decline of empires. That I can see for five seasons. Five fucking seasons of duck hunting. Or duck calling. What the fuck is this show about? Really? I still don't know. Anyway, I don't give a shit. All right. An A&E statement to the Hollywood Reporter read, and we are now quoting the A&E statement to the Hollywood Reporter. Oh my goodness. Wow. Hollywood Reporter. Quote, as a global media content company, A&E Network's core values are centered around creativity, inclusion, and mutual respect. That's corporate speak for we like to make money. Okay, we believe it is a privilege for our brands to be invited into people's homes, and we operate with a strong sense of integrity and deep commitment to these principles. Deep commitment to making money. If Duck Dynasty had been the lowest rated show on A&E, I mean, no, but there wouldn't even have been a fucking bump in the road. All right. Quote, that is why we reacted so quickly and strongly to a recent interview with Phil Robertson. While Phil's comments made in the interview reflect his personal views based on his own beliefs and his own personal journey, he and his family have publicly stated that they regret the, quote, coarse language, unquote, he used and the misinterpretation of his core beliefs based only on the article. That's what passes for coarse language today? Wow. My course language would be like involved like words like cunt and motherfucker and shit like that. Wow. All right, whatever. Sure. That's, I guess if you're a fucking pussy, that would be course language. Of course, if when you're a fucking statist pussy, somebody having an opinion different than yours is coarse language, because you can't fucking handle somebody having an opinion different than yours. All right. Da la la la. He also made it clear that he would, quote, never incite or encourage hate, unquote. Well, again, the Bible is full of God killing shit tons of people, like the entire population of the planet other than Noah and his family, and all sorts of people in the Bible killing other people and doing violence, but okay, sure, you know, whatever. And of course, you know, we have an entire military-industrial complex based on, you know, killing people in foreign countries. Right now we're focused on killing brown people with flying robots, especially if they're in their automobiles driving to a wedding. But that can shift at any time. You know, we've killed yellow people, we've killed blonde people. We kill whoever needs to be killed to keep the military-industrial complex going along. But I'm sure this guy is a fucking statist, and I'm sure he gets right out there with the American flag and chants, USA, 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 USA. Okay, we at A&E Networks expressed our disappointment with his statements in the article and reiterated that they are not views we hold, because our viewers are so fucking stupid that they can't understand that. First of all, a corporation cannot have views. A corporation is not a person. A&E does not have any kind of views on homosexuality, because A&E is not a sentient being. The fact that you fucking people need me to explain this to you is exactly why you all need to just shut the fuck up. But, I go back to reading. We're still quoting A&E's statement to HollywoodReporter.com. But Duck Dynasty is not a show about one man's views. It resonates with a large audience because it is a show about family. A family that America has come to love, even as the family in the United States is disintegrating. I also, just today, listened to a Stefan Molyneux video that, when I saw the title, I was really excited to hear this. And so I made sure I got it in today, which is about the dangers of dating a single mother, which there are many, and single mothers, you know, should be avoided at all costs. But so, I mean, yes, America's in love with the family. America's in love with things they see on TV because they don't have that in their life. I mean, if America really is, excuse me, it's a family that America has come to love. Again, America is not a sentient being. America cannot love anything. Only individual people can love. So if there's a whole bunch of individual people out there who are loving this shit and worshiping this shit, are they not doing it, as I've said before, to make up for the inadequacies in their life? I've talked about this before. Movies, books, this kind of entertainment, this is a place where healthy people go in order to do things they can't do in real life. Like, for, you know, science fiction or travel or whatever. But it's a place to go. It, when entertainment, like television, becomes a place to go for something as simple as family interaction, which when you say, you know, I love Duck Dynasty because of this family, I care about this family, I love this family, if that's your motivation for watching it, what you're saying is you don't have that in your real life. That's something that's not available to you, right? That's why when I watch television, I watch documentaries to learn information that's not available to me in my life. I watch science fiction because that shit's not available to me in real life. I don't have a fucking lightsaber, and it really pisses me off. I watch horror movies, right? Because I don't want to get killed by weird mutant monsters in real life, and I don't have access to that. But if you're watching television, you know, I watch Spartacus because I can't overthrow Rome in real life, although Spartacus is going to die. And I also can't have, oh, what the fuck is that girl's name? Ah, Vivian! I can't have sex with Vivian in real life either. That's the other reason I watch Spartacus, because she's hot. Oh my god, she's hot. All right, let's not talk about my sex fantasies. Let's focus on the duck guy and homosexuals. Anyway. Just the notion that so many people, and I have no evidence that America, quote unquote, is in love with this family, other than the fact that it's here on the internet. Again, I've nobody's ever even talked about this show to me. I've never heard about this. I don't know anybody who owns Duck Dynasty products, which, as I talked about, are all the fuck over Walmart, which was terrifying to me. But again, illustrates why I knew they weren't gonna fucking fire this guy. His face is on all this shit in Walmart. You know how much fucking merchandising money they're making off of this? They're not gonna fucking fire him. Are you people fucking stupid? Yes, you are. All right, let me get back to reading this and so I can fucking move on with my life. It resonates with a larger audience because it is a show about family, a family that America has come to love. As you might have seen in many episodes, they come together to reflect and pray for unity, tolerance, and forgiveness. These are the values that we at A&E Networks also feel strongly about. That, along with making money. So after discussions with the Robertson family, as well as consulting with numerous advocacy groups, A&E has decided to resume filming Duck Dynasty later this spring with the entire Robertson family. Right, so in other words, after looking at how much our bottom line would be affected by this, and then after going to assorted GLBT militant groups and paying them off in order for them to not scream and not boycott us, we decided that we're going to keep making large amounts of money by exploiting this rich but redneck individual. All right. Quote, we will also use this moment to launch a national public service campaign promoting unity, tolerance, and acceptance among all people. Unless, of course, you're a, heterosexual white man who works for a living, in which case, or if you're a brown person in Yemen who's driving your car to your wedding, or a wedding, not your wedding, right? Or, I mean, if you're just a brown person in general in Afghanistan or Yemen or somewhere in the Middle East, you know, those people we can fucking kill with flying robots. But meanwhile, because we have to suck up to the GLBTXYZABC374√1 crowd, because they're a bunch of insecure, immature fuckwads, we are going to launch a public service campaign promoting unity, tolerance, and acceptance among all people. It's a message that supports our core values as a company and the values found in Duck Dynasty. These PSAs will air across our entire portfolio. So wonderful. Oh, I feel so much better. There's going to be a PSA. Oh my God, this is making me fucking sick. In addition, this is not quoting anymore. This is reading the rest of the article. In addition, A&E sources said the family and the network are going to work together to promote tolerance. We're going to promote tolerance. Unless you're a brown person in the Middle East or a heterosexual white man with a job, in which case, prepare to get ass fucked like a motherfucker. Or killed if you're really unlucky. Robertson's comments in GQ magazine, which included the 67-year-old likening homosexuality to bestiality, which he didn't really fucking do, that's kind of a stretch, depending how you interpret it, but never mind, God forbid we have accuracy, prompted an almost immediate announcement from A&E, and blah, blah, blah. This was a thing where they already said, yeah, his views don't represent ours because their viewers are stupid and had to be told that, blah, blah, blah. Is there any... Oh, GLAAD issued its own reaction to Robertson's reinstatement. Quote, Phil Robertson should look African American and gay people in the eyes and hear about the hurtful impact of praising Jim Crow laws and comparing gay people to terrorists. Okay, in the quote, I did not hear anything about black people. I didn't hear anything about Jim Crow laws, and I didn't hear anything about gay people being terrorists. Where does this shit come from? Oh, I know where it comes from. It comes from the GLBT movement's complete lack of maturity and their insecurity and their need to force everybody to not just leave them alone to do what they want, but to actively support and praise them. Because they're so fucking insecure, they have to have constant praise coming at them. Oh, you're so wonderful to be gay. Oh, you're so strong to be gay. Oh, you go, boy. You, good for you. Now, it's not enough. It's not enough for them to simply be left alone to live their life as they want. No, no, no. They must have your acceptance, your approval, your support. And if you are not going to actively approve of them, they will fucking say shit that you compared gay people to terrorists, which was not in the fucking quote that I read. The quote from GLAAD continues, "If dialogue with Phil is not part of next steps, then A&E has chosen profits over African American and gay people, especially its employees and viewers." Yes, yes, A&E is a corporation. It exists to make money. Of course it's choosing profits, you stupid fucking idiots. And I love how the homosexuals are trying to drag black people into this. It's like, nobody's talking about black people, but you have to play the race card no matter what. Just get over it. Get the fuck over it. On Sunday, Robertson delivered a sermon at his West Monroe, LA church. Quote, "I will not give or back off from my path," he told the crowd. Though he did seem to soften a bit, adding, quote, "I love all men and women." Yeah. I bet you do. I love... Unless they're brown people in the Middle East, and then I'm okay with them dying. Or at least he was okay, I'm sure, with them dying when Bush was president. I wonder if he's anti-war now that Obama's president. Anyway, "I love all men and women. I'm a lover of humanity, not a hater," unquote. What else do we got here? Anything even remotely useful? Duck Dynasty is a huge asset for A&E. That's what I said. In addition to being the top-rated reality program on cable, okay, so it's the top-rated reality program on cable, number one reason they're not going to fire him, second across all of cable only to The Walking Dead, and second across all of cable only to The Walking Dead with an average of 13.4 million viewers and 7.6 million adults in the 18 to 49. Yeah. Duck Dynasty gear is available from several available in retailers across the U.S., including Walmart. No shit. Walmart? You're kidding me. Sears and Cracker Barrel restaurants. Cracker Barrel restaurants. Really? Wow. So yeah, corporations like money, homosexuals like active acceptance, and Christians like the Bible. I would just like for all of you out there who have talked about this in any way, manner, shape, or form to just get a fucking life. Because hopefully, this is the last time I will ever have to think about this.